perspective of Rodef. In other words, the idea of Kol Ramine, we know that's the din that one Masa cannot be Mechayiv both Tashlumim and Momen. And the Gemara and Elul Naris discusses the situation where a person is Ma'anes, a Korov, that rapes a person with an Iser of Arayas, Gili Arayas. So at one and the same time, he's doing a mice that's Mechayiv Misa, Misa's Basin, and a mice which is Mechayiv Knas Momen. So the Gemara says that this should not be, that there should not be a Knas Momen in this case. In other words, the overriding din of Kol Nei Rabbi Nei should rule that there's a Chiv Krisus, there's a Chiv Misa, but not a Tashlumen. So the Gemara says that the Gemara is pointing out that the pasuk of Eloi Sil Isha is not definitive. The fact that they cannot stay married, that's not a reason to patur from knas. And the Gemara says, "Bodo kol rabbi ne." So the Gemara says, "Nechanami," that kom le rabbi ne would rule out any din of knas. And then the Gemara has, as Rashi points out, that there are ribuyim to teach that these are, when it comes to a certain chivim mitzvahs based, and there are exceptions. So our Gemara says, but what about the din of roidef? The fact that he's a ma'anes means he's a roidef. Our Gemara says every ma'anes, every rapist, is mischai ben avshoy. So there should be a chiyuv of, there should be a din of kom le rabbinei that patters every ma'anes of a nara murasa, right? Every ma'anes of a chiyuv misas based, and that's what we learn in Ayin Gimel Aleph. And the fact that he's mischayiv benafshay should patter him from any moment. Yeah.
We say that when someone stabs to kill,
yeah,
we don't say that he's patter because maybe person, he stabbed right where the person is a trefa.
Right.
Because by doing that, you uproot the whole concept of rotzeach.
Right.
By doing that, don't you uproot an entire mitzvah of the Torah then?
No, because the person can ma'anes a single woman.
And that he's not mitzvah, an option.
Right, a single besula, right. Right. So it would only apply to where there's no chiyuv, theoretically. The din of kenas would only apply to a non-rodev. A non-rodev means that she's a pnuya, right? That's what the Gemara is darshing. I ain't giving it off at the bottom, right? So that's our sugya. So our sugya then describes that there are different stages of the masabiyah, and the Gemara says that if we would follow the understanding that the ma'ase biha iseres b'chol ha'Torah kula is nishika. So then we would say that he stops being a rodef after doing nishika, but he's chayim in tashlumen when he breaks the psulim. Right. So in other words, when the aver would penetrate, as soon as the aver touches, it's nishika. Once Nishika happened, so Kloinu Pagam happened. This woman has been raped. So the Iser of Chiv Krisos that the Gemara deals with in Elul Naris. Psukim that override that. The din of Raidev, so the Gemara says Raidev is, when is a Raidev Chayiv Mis himself? When is the Raidev Mischai ben Avshoy? So aside from the case of when the Raidev wants to kill the Nirdav, in addition, it's when the Raidev wants to violate the Nirdav in a way that will cause Kloinu Pagam. So Kloinu Pagam happens the moment there's a Shika Saver. All right. But then after that, he stops being a Raidev. But he still is going to be Chayiv Tashlum when he breaks the Psul. That's how Rashi learns of Pshat in the first approach. The second approach is, no, that Biyah B'chol HaTorah Kulam is Achnas HaTorah. So achnasa Torah is going to cause, is going to be ma'avir the person over the iser, and that means therefore there is a din of roidev until kinesis haTorah, right? Because there is a din of roidev until the iser is accomplished. So the iser will be accomplished at the same time as the psulim will be broken. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, why don't we say that kom leibid rabbi minei, because of being mischayiv ben nafshi roidev, overpowers the din of tashlumei knas? Right? Parenthetically, we don't seem to have a separate limud that teaches us that kom lei vidraba minei applies to a din of roidev, and therefore the din of roidev is lahatzel min avera. We would need to find some makor to teach us. However, if we explain that which we've been explaining based on the Rambam, based on our idea, can ayin get ayin bezim and beis, that roidev is the introducing of the chiyuv of the oinesh, which is going to happen, but introducing it earlier so it can be protective, so then we would not need another limud for kol l'ramine, because it applies to oinshin. So we know that an ayin gimel amud alav, the more referred to as an oinesh. So again, there's a further raya to that mahalach that we've been suggesting. All right, so now, hodro kushla duchta. So now, according to the man to Omer, that biya b'chol ha-Torah kula z'achnos ha-Torah. And according to the understanding that the chi of mamain is when the psulim are broken. So now the psulim will be broken at some point from after Neshikas Eivir and before Kenis HaTorah. So the person is a roidev while he is breaking the psulim. That's the case. It's chayiv mis at the same time that it's chayiv tashlumin. Shibot from the shlumin. So the Gemara's teretz is several terutzim. Teretz number one is shebo aleo shaloi kedarka. That means that the v'achagach bo lo kedarka. That means that the psulim are intact. When do we say elu naris eishlan kenas? In the case of an ervam, that's when there was a ma'isa biya ready. But the ma'isa biya was not boisei mokum. So therefore, kilonu pagam already happened. So when this ma'anes now attacks this woman and does a biya kedarkam, he doesn't have the din of roidev. Because the din of roidev is only if it's an aveiram, it's to be same aveiram, mochomdik aveiram. It's still going to be gilin aroyas. But there's no din of being matzil minu aveira, or there's no din of call it a form of pikuach nefesh, if she's already sustained kolonu pagam already. And she has because of bishaloi kedarka. So here we have a situation where, in the run-of-the-mill case where a person rechon al-tan ma'ane said erva, he will in fact be potter mitashlumen. But the Mishnah is still referring to a situation where the kolonu pagam was already suffered. And therefore, there will be a din of chamishim shkol. Next situation is minichosai shelo yargena, where the woman is saying, "Don't." Excuse me. The woman is mocheles on her protection. Minichosai shelo yargena. So again, in that case, there's no din. He's not mischayv ben afshay. So there'll be a din of kamei aminei. Where ultimately the ma'aseh bi was consensual. So if it was consensual, so then the mefuta is still mashalim kenas, but the mefata is not governed by the rules of roidev, right? Which again would support the idea. It would raise the question of why we would not be matzil min aveira in this case. And finally, the Gemara says, it's talking about a ma'anez, she yochel latzil b'yechad me'ivarov. So if yochel latzil b'yechad me'ivarov, then the Gemara says a chiddush over here, that he is not mischai b'nafshay. He does not have the full license of a roidev. Right? If yochel latzil b'yechad, he's not being mevater on nafshay. Good. So that's the sugya. Mayor? Yeah. Good? I love the mayor.
According to the first case, we're saying that the whole idea of the pagam is not, it's not even someone, it's just embarrassment. So like, why would that have, meaning if it's
just... So the din of roidev, all right? So there's the getter a din of roidev. A person's considered to be a roidev if he tries to kill somebody. Or he tries to force an aveira on this other person, which creates kiloinu pagam.
Why would I think shalom kedarga is pagam? That sounds like a married woman regular is not as bad as a non-rasa
shalom kedarga. The lechora, the person is as violated. In other words, the
she looks disgusting in the husband, like Rashi said.
Right, the person is as violated. There is klin begam. Rape in of itself is a total violation of a person. So that carries klin begam. So mali, whether it's in the klin begam of a rape victim is not that she lost her psulim. Right? It means that she was, the klin begam is that she was overpowered by another, that her whole intimacy was robbed from her. Right, that's the clinic of pagam.
We're killing the guys to avoid the pagam, right?
Say it again.
We kill the man, the guy that's doing the onus to save the woman from pagam.
There could be situations where we would.
The pagam is the reason, right? The
sorry?
The pagam is the reason why the man gets killed.
Yeah.
According to the Rabbah's explanation, it sounds like it's that he's going to kill her. That's why. And by the fact that he's saying, I'm not going to kill her.
Rabba.
No, there are
Yishanim who discuss that.
Is that a Rabba's opinion?
But that's not what Rabba is saying. L'chor Rabba is saying minichosai, minichosai, shelo yahargena. That she is. He's saying in this case.
I do it so that he won't kill me. So when is killing having a place where I mentioned before? It just sounds like the pagam is the problem. Now Rabbi's bringing up the whole thing. No, she's wrong to do it so she doesn't die. Right. The problem wasn't dying, the problem was the pagam.
Earlier in the
sugya.
Go ahead.
It said that if she's Moser Nefesh, then we kill him. But if she's not, then we don't.
Right.
So here, that's the case.
No, right?
she's complicit, so that he doesn't kill her. So there, she loses her schus
of being
saved.
Right. Good. In other words, Shiloh Yargena, it does not seem to be the. Does not seem to be. Like I forget if one of the Rishonim picks up what you're saying and says that you see that there's a pikuach nefesh element in every case of roidev. All right? But that, and this is a good ride for it, but that does not seem to be the mahalach of most Rishonim at all.
Even if she says, fine, so he won't kill me, so that's giving up her right for the guy to be saved because she doesn't care about the guy. It sounds like feels like she's in danger. It's either giving up my pagam
or
my life.
Yeah.
She's saying,
I'd rather
give my pagam
or
my life. So we're saying, oh, now you can't kill the man.
Right. That's correct.
Should it be up to her to say that this is the pagam? It's up to the husband, huh? She's looking disgusting by her husband. So it's not her to decide what the level of pagam is. It's the husband. So not that she's doing it for God for herself, it's she's looking bad for her husband.
So I think she still is a baal habus over her own klonus pagam, even if it's if it would be evaluated.
Saying that she's not, she'd rather give up pagam than death. Everyone would choose that. That's not saying that she doesn't show the pagam's important. She'd just rather do that thing than kill.
So or the
guy.
Was that?
Why does that show she doesn't have? She's giving up her right to the pagam. If someone raped you or kill you, obviously.
Yes, the klenu pagam is more of a shear in the aveira. What kind of, with respect to what kind of aveira is there a right of? An aveira which introduces shame to the twain nirdav. That's the chayim radin, right? We wouldn't say right of leisikim leisita. This is kvarsha, right? When do we say then of right of? For a nirdav limisa and a chiddush, a nirdav for certain averas. Now, what determines those averas? So that's the main odom lachaveroi. Whereas by doing those averas, I shame the person. I don't think that's the necessarily the reason why there's, well, we're not there killing the Rodev. But it sounds like that shows the Chayim Radin. Right? In other words, we pointed out that there are three different contributing factors to the Din of Rodev. One is somebody's going to die. Number two is there's somebody's about to commit a terrible avera, right? And number three, that there's an onesh. The onesh for the, so we explained that the onesh is a major factor in this, in defining some of the halachas and parameters, but the but the chiyuv to save the nirdav, that's the primary. Right? And the chiyuv to save an aveira, that is a sort of a secondary. Now, so coming back to your question. So now, when she says, meini chasai, so then she is exercising, apparently as chus, that the victim has to say that she's mochelas being saved, and that shows us that the driving factor of the din is the kilainu pagam that imposes somebody else. So that's just the fact that she's menichase means he no longer, it's like being able to shoot him in the leg. When we shoot him in the leg, so we accomplish everything. So when she says, she's my chalas, she's okay with it. So we accomplish the same thing.
Was that her doing it willingly now? She would be able to be punished?
Mefuta, she would be punished, but he would not, he's not a roidev. But that's a separate reason. Once it's consensual, he's not a roidev. That's, I mean, that's by definition.
Why don't we save her from the aver now?
So what was that? Right, but she it could be a. I'm not sure if she. I mean, she's not imposing klenu pagam on somebody else. And she's doing chelas in her own klenu pagam. Right, so I don't see why we would. We're not going to kill the mafata, why should we kill the mafuta? Right, but once you're doing it willingly, so then that becomes a question that goes to a base then. Right? So there's no ma'anis, there's two guys who are engaging in a veira. No, so it's a chil shabbos, so you have to go to a base then.
Okay. between all the answers, are there any practical nafkaminas, or are they just giving like the same reason behind each of the answers?
So one of the questions will be whether Hatzil, Efshel Hatzilu Miyad, Biyad, is that a reason, does that make them a non-rodev? So that will have tremendous ramifications. Right? Menichos Shagena, that's a machloikas. Whether in fact she does have the balas to say, a mochel, and let him go. So there will be, there are nafkaminas. Right, between each one. There is a l'chora, it's a question amongst the svarim, whether the answers are, I mean, cholik on each other. But there's certainly a differences that will result from it.
So the case of Gemara where it's mefuta, it definitely is mefuta, but the case you guys were just talking about, was that the mefuta case, or was that the case where she says let him go?
That was Habal Alishte. And Habal Achis Ishtemol.
And there, where she says, oh, let him go?
Well, that would be Matir Atzmal Misa.
If she's just saying that, is that really Mefuta, or is that just, or is that just her trying to say, look, I don't want, because Rashi said that.
Look, there's
going to
be Chara, there's going to be, say it again.
Isn't she just saying this because she doesn't want to die? Because he might kill her?
And if so?
And that's why she's saying, oh, just let him go, even though I still don't consent to it. I just don't want you to kill him.
I don't think so. I mean, Menichosa, the difference between Menichosa and Mefuta, that's what you're saying. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Right. It's not that I'm being mad. Yeah, that's totally correct. Yeah. Okay. There is a kasha that is attributed to the Birkas Shmuel. He asks, "Is this really beidna?" Right. In other words, he's focusing on the second approach. What's the second approach? Where Knisas HaTorah is the Maisebiya. So Reuven is Ma'anis Leah, he's Machnis HaTorah. The Gemara says that this is a case of Be'idna. That unless I can say it's some unusual case, like Menichosei, or like Mefuta, or like Efshatzil B'tzad Yodav, so unless I can say that, this will be a case of kom leim ravine, correct? This will be a case of beidna, where the maisa bia, which is creating a chi of misa, balachaisa, is the same maisa bia when the erva takes place, correct? That's the Gemara says, if that's the case, he's taka roidev, all right? Birkas Shmuel is true to ask the following question. I'm not sure if the Birkas Shmuel's question, the Birkas Avram's question, Birkas Shmuel's Terence, I'm not sure. He says, why is it Be'idna? He is being Machnes HaTorah. He is going to break the psulim. If we had a ultrasound magnifier, right, so we would say the moment the HaTorah touches the psulim, the Maisibi has been done. Right? And the breaking of the Vesulim is no longer governed by the Din of Roidev. It's the breaking of the Vesulim that creates the Chi of Misa, the Chi of Mammon. That's the Machlokes Rashi Tosafot
here. Isn't that the Machlokes in the Gemara itself? About
what? No. Because that Machlokes in the Gemara itself is about Bia B'chol HaTorah Kula, like Yisrael Royes. And the din of the psulim is l'chol adeyas, something's a little bit different in terms of knis haTorah. All right. So now, so this is the kash is it still beidna? Because if we were able to magnify and break down the moments and look at the moments of the Maisa, we would say the moment that the Maisa, the Eivor, touches the Psulim, bang, she's no longer a Raidev. He's no longer a Raidev. He did the Maisa Difa. He was imposed Kleinu Pigam on her. Kleinu Pigam is not the breaking of Psulim. Kleinu Pigam is the Maisa Biya. The Maisa Biya happened with Nisa Tara. Once the Kleinu Pigam is in place, then the next moment of kinesis, of penetration, is going to break the psulim. So it's not be'idna. That's the kasha. And even remember anything from Suvas that may answer the kasha.
Adiat Hak by.
What do you mean?
The Truma. Matsiladur.
Would he have a mind?
I remember learning Sagat in the Lam Gimel area, I believe, where eating Truma, I believe.
Yeah.
Where the time between eating it and swallowing it.
Yeah.
So,
correct.
Like, you have to shove it into someone's mouth, and
right.
The time span is so small.
Short.
So short that we say that it's basically the exact same time.
The Tosa says that on the chunky Tosa on the own base. So that is what would come to my mind, that perhaps our sugya is pointing out similarly that the idea of be'idna is not with a what do you call it, an atomic clock. Be'idna is the human beings measure things, so we cannot bring things down to that, splice it down so far. Go ahead.
Didn't Rashi say that ein kan ha'arav gam lo atzaz besulim?
Right.
So sounds like if the Atzaz Basulim is the Begam that lifts the Chiyuv Misa. Not.
Elaman de Omer, Behorma, Shosa, Kosa, Bekola, Torah, Kibi, Ila, Zu. Hach Notra, San Torah. Ugmar, Bia, Kigoin, Dishivcha, Charufa, Dichsibo, Shechma, Zera. So that's why it would be Bir, Demiruk. Hainu, Bia, Samiruk. Ein Kan. Ha'ara pigam b'loy etzos b'sulim. But ha'ara will create a pigam even without etzos b'sulim. V'nim tzu miso de nitin latzil v'teshlum en bon ki echad. And if that's the case, the miso de nitin latzil and the teshlum en bon ki echad. Right? It says, Ha'ara pigamu b'loy etzos psulim.
Inkan.
Who's that?
Inkan ha'ara.
No, I think it's Hainu B'yis Mi... I think... B'gmar B'yik going to Shulchan Ruf to Sivu Shulchan Zera. Hainu B'yis Amiruk. So I thought, Hainu B'yis Amiruk Inkan. Ha'ara pigamu b'loy etzos psulim. Sorry. Eleman de Omer Ha'orah. This is according to one that says Ha'orah. Shos Ha'kos will go to Rukul Kibil Zach Nasa Atara. Ugmar Biya Kigun Dishu Chachmur Fadiza. It has to be Biya Smirik. So Gmar Biya isn't here, but Ha'orah Spigam of Leia Tzot Susula. V'nim Tzu Misa V'nit N'latzil V'tishlum Ba'on Ki Yecha. That's if we say Nelech Nasas Ha'torah. So nevertheless, the Birkas Shmuel, I think, wants to answer this question even without resorting to Tosfos. Because if I remember correctly, there were several positions of Tosfos.
We assume now that the second we see any touching of some source that don't hurt, you won't be able to kill them because of this
spark. Correct. Correct. So the question that the Birkas Shmuel says, if that's the case, why do we say that with the aura there would be so why do we say that the chiyuv of rodef extends itself? So he suggests that you see from this Gemara that the chiyuv of rodef is not lifted The second, that the pigam takes place. So we are assuming that the moment that the woman can no longer be saved from pigam, he's no longer a roidif. So the Birka Shmuel says, in this case, we should be able to say that there's a second between being a roidif and having him to shulman. And when the actual breaking of the shulman takes place, so by definition, he's no longer a roidif, because there's nothing to save her from. Right? Whatever we're trying to save her from, or whatever Avay is trying to save him from, has happened already. So if that's the case, they will be separable. So the Birka Shmuel says, you see from this Gemara, from the application of Kom Leib Ravine, right, you see from this that there's a certain event, a certain masa, which makes him into a roidif. And that event is not split into pre-roidif and post-roidif. But the event itself is a masa which makes him into a roidif. Again, in other words, just like we say, that a person who's ma'ane somebody, a person who's habala erba. So we say there's a ma'isa biya, right? The ma'isa biya is what's mechayiv him koros. Ma'isa biya is mechayiv him mechayiv. We don't splice up the ma'isa biya itself. To the moment that there's achnosas at Torah, that's a ma'isa biya. So over here, the apparently the Gemara is saying that there is a Maisa Biya. The Maisa Biya begins with Knesset HaTorah, and then it continues. So even though the Maisa Biya after 1 second is no longer Mechayev Tashlumen, Even though the mice would be after 1 second is no longer Mechayev Misa, because the Kolonu come took place already, but the Torah is saying we look at this as one Maisebiya. So even after there's nothing to save her from, he's still a Reidif. Again, we'll back up again. Rav Shmuel suggests, and it's often attributed to Rav Chaim as well, that a person is considered a roidev because he wants to do a certain maisa veru. You call it mitzicha, call it ma'anis. And it's that maisa veru which makes him to a roidev. The Torah says that if Reuven wants to do a certain maisa veru, halacha is all bystanders are allowed to do whatever it takes to stop him from doing a maisa veru. That could be the Maisa Be'era Tzicha, the Maisa Be'era of Bias Nus. Right? But that's the Maisa Mechayev. Now, if that's the case, so if it's a prolonged Maisa, so that'll be the Maisa Mechayev, the prolonged Maisa. Now, the fact that sometime in the middle of this prolonged Maisa, there will no longer be any further Kolonu Pagam imposed, so in Mela, after that we reach that point, we can no longer say Nita Latzila Ben Avshay. We can no longer save her from Mela. The deed is done. Nevertheless, he's still engaged in the Maisa Biya. So he still has he's still engaged in a Maisa Biya, which Halacha determines to be a violation of someone. And that makes him into a roidif. So the the Bricha Shmuel, Chaim Bricha Shmuel, are pointing out that even though we can say it in the following way, they don't say it this way. The Sibas Hadin is to save, to stop an Aver from being done. But the Oifin Hadin is to say anybody who engages in this Ma'is Aver is Mishchayim Benafshim. Anybody who threatens to engage in a certain Aver is Mishchayim Benafshim. Anybody who threatens to murder, anybody who threatens to do a Ma'is to rape somebody. Again, so I don't mean threatening in himself. Threatening is Adam Mechayim. But if his Masa, he's running after the person, and he's running after in a clear way that he wants to do a Ma'is Bia, or to kill somebody, and there are Edom there that are yelling after, and he still continues, so once he becomes a Roidev, he will have the din of Roidev through the Ma'is Aveira. We're not going to split the Ma'is Aveira and say, oh, he's no longer a Roidev, because what evil can he still impose upon him? Right, so that's the Birka Shmuel's Chinnish. It fits in very well to the language of the Mechaber. It is very well based on what we've explained, where the Ram formates the din, that it's the Onesh that the Torah is, that the person, the Onesh, that the Reidev will receive is now being moved up earlier. Why is that? Because the way that Birka Shmuel explains it is that even though the reason for the license to kill the Avarian over here is in order to save the woman from Kloinu Pagamra, save her life, but the action of killing the Roidev, that's done as if Beis Din instructed me, you see Maisa X, it's Chayiv Misa, and you have the right to do it. What's Maisa X? Maisa X is that Reuven is forcing himself on Leah to rape her. Right? I see the Maisa. It's not that I see the Maisa and I have to ask a Shaila, when did they begin the Maisa? How far are they? Since the Torah? No. The Maisa itself. It's a Maisa Machayiv. That's what makes him do a right. Okay, so this is good. So that brings us to the top of Ayin Gimel Aleph. There is an Ayin Dalet Gimel Aleph. The Tosfos from Moreh LeMishalim, Admar B, the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what is Mechayev the Knas? All right, so let's just tomorrow we'll continue with Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the din of Nitin Atzila Benafsha. Okay, I'm good.
One, two, three.